Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The way business gets done in Chicago is our Chicago Take Today, sponsored by the Hagerty Auto Group, HagertyAutoGroup.com. You may have seen the story by Gregory Pratt in the Sun-Times, or pardon me, the Tribune, and I thought, really? So one of the aldermen said to one of the mayor's people, Bill Conway said to the mayor's people, listen, we've got a problem over at Union and Ogilvie stations. Those are in his ward. There's propane tanks where people have set up tents and they're living there in heating tents, and there's drugs and there's guns, and we've got to clear that area out and make it safe. And so one of the mayor's guys pulls him aside and says, well, sure, we'll do that. We'll help you. We'll get the cops and the city services in there to clear that area out. But you've got to vote the way the mayor wants on two key issues. Bill, is that really what happened?
Yeah, no. First of all, thanks for having me on, sure. John. It's that is what happened. It was, you know, public safety will always be my number one priority. It's why I ran for alderman. And I had a largely peaceful homeless encampment in my ward, not too far from Ogilvie Station. And it has escalated really into just a magnet for drug dealing and violent crime. We've recovered guns there. There's been drug overdoses. We had two armed robberies at the convenience store around the corner. There's been two shootings the last couple weeks there. So, as you said, I brought these concerns to the mayor's top aide, and I was told they would be addressed only if I voted with them on tip credit and raising the real estate transfer tax. And then when I didn't do that, a program to eliminate those things was to help in this area was canceled. And I, you know, I understand.
Wait, what was canceled? What was canceled? You said it was canceled. What was canceled?
So there was a removal plan in place for the large orange tents they're kind of these large winterized.
Yeah.
To call them tents would be, you know, they kind of are complexes where the overt drug dealing was taking place, where the guns had been recovered.
Yeah.
There was a plan in place to remove those. I didn't. Once I didn't vote yes on the tip credit, the mayor's office stepped in and canceled the removal plan.
And what's a little remarkable to some of us that the mayor and his spokespeople, the mayor yesterday and his guy that you were visiting with even before, didn't run away from that. They said, yeah, this is our progressive agenda. We're going to help the homeless people. We're not going to shoo them off like they're not people too. So if you vote with us on ways to get funds to help them, then we'll help you out. That's a fair trade. In fact, it's almost the same thing. What's your response to that?
Well, first off, it was, trading basic public safety services for legislative votes. I understand there's political horse trading, but that is not appropriate to be bargaining on public safety. And I found out about all this last week. Came to my attention that the mayor's office had pulled the plug on this in mid-October. I merely found out this had happened last week, almost contemporaneously where there was a shooting right outside the Lake Street Viaduct. And I said, geez, I really have to go public on this and report this to the inspector general. I did those things, and I was expecting kind of a he said. I was shocked.
Yeah,
they admitted, yeah, no, that was what was asked for.
Here's the reporting in the paper again. What I expressed to Alderman Conway, this is Mr. Lee, who you were talking with. What I expressed to Alderman Conway is that there's a perception that doing something like removing encampments is not necessarily in line with progressive values, and that it could be perceived as a callous act disconnected with the realities of what the unhoused and other vulnerable populations are going through. By the way, that is the way the mayor and his administration speak now. But what they're saying is there's this perception that would be insensitive to the homeless. Well, perception schmerception, says me. I'm sorry if that's how some people feel about it, but it's also unsafe to some of the people that live there, including the people in those encampments.
And John, one thing I really want to reiterate, and that anyone who lives around there would agree with this, is this is no longer a homeless encampment. It has really become just a magnet of drug dealing and violent crime. In fact, and that's really shown by, you know, when Department of Family and Support Services goes out there, they offer people housing, and no one's taken it for months because that's not really what's – it's not really a homeless.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. If you need housing – let me just read the Tribune editorial today. Yeah. The exasperated alderman – that would be you, Bill Conway – summarized his feelings thus: the denial of public safety resources and essential city services in exchange for legislative votes is abhorrent and unethical, close quotes. That was you in the Tribune, to which the Tribune editorial today says, that's serious rhetoric, but it's darn right. And finally, they say the mayor should direct the staff in his office to end the practice of offering more police attention in exchange for legislative support. And I'll add, even if it's good legislation, even if it's what he ran on and he needs to get done, he shouldn't trade on that, right?
Yeah, no, I will never bargain with public safety. I mean, I understand there's basic horse trading, but using crime as a negotiating tactic is
but you could have voted your conscience. You could have said, but you could have voted for, say, the title transfer tax increase if you wanted, right?
I could have. I do think it's bad policy, and the reason I think it's bad policy is because part of the reason we have the homeless problem we do is because we have a housing shortage.
Yeah.
And so putting up an additional tax on more housing being built, I think, will only exacerbate the problem. But I do want to say, this is not, like I said, this is not really a homeless encampment anymore. It is more just kind of like this drug market where now people are getting shot.
I got
well.
That point, Alderman. One last quick thing. We're out of time here.
I say it about five more times.
Well, I've asked, and I appreciate your answering. But now the state is going to give the city tens of millions of dollars for a soft site, that is, a site with a tent. Do you have any thoughts about the location of that or the wisdom of that? What's your thought about that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the full brush of the plan. I have... You know, I only want to take so many shots at the fifth floor in one interview, but, you know, the fifth floor has not worked with city council so much on a lot of this, you know, the work around the humanitarian migrant crisis we're facing. So I'm not as familiar with all the specifics on this, but a tent in the wintertime in Chicago seems like a very difficult, you know, as winterized as it may be, seems like perhaps a tough way to go, knowing that we do have around the city more empty locations that would seem more appropriate for this kind of thing.
Well, then let's you and I talk about that another day. Thank you for your thoughts today, Alderman.
Thanks for having me on, John. Absolutely.
34th Ward Alderman Bill Conway, a friend of mine, just texted, there's your next mayor.